Here in Gaza City, at the Al-Shifa Hospital, journalists and Palestinians are mourning Anas al-Sharif, the wartime reporter for Al Jazeera, along with four other fellow reporters. Anas and his team were killed in a targeted Israeli airstrike on their tent outside of the Al-Shifa Hospital. The young man, in his late 20s, is a father of two young children and is widely known across the world as dedicated and brave journalist during the current Israeli war on Gaza. Farah Hassan is a local female journalist and works for the Algerian TV station MTV.
Anas was delivering the truth about the killing of women and children in Gaza, showing their deaths from hunger. The occupation has killed many journalists with the purpose of media blackout. I myself, as a journalist, am no longer safe while doing my job and feel that at any time or place, I too could be targeted.
Other local journalists condemned this strike against the five journalists. Mustafa Jarour is a reporter for the Day News publication in Gaza.
These are false allegations. Journalists who are killed while doing their work are civilians who deliver a message to the world. The occupation's goal is to silence that message.
Residents in Gaza express deep sorrow over the loss of Anas, who became the voice and face of the war for households across the Middle East. The dedicated journalist was among the most well-known reporters in Gaza and is widely considered a hero in his community with millions of followers. Among these mourning is Umm Muhammad, an elderly woman in her late 60s who came to Al-Shifa Hospital to pay her respects.
May they rest in peace. He represented the sound of truth, and he was disseminating the truth to the whole world. Their actions will not silence the truth. New voices will rise to continue carrying it to the world that too often stands helpless in the face of the genocide taking place against the people of Gaza.
Al Jazeera condemned the attack on its journalists, reminding the international community of a previous Israeli army killings of Al Jazeera reporters, including Ismail Al-Ghul, Rami Al-Rifi, and Samir Abu Dakka, all from Gaza and killed during this war. In a rare move, it was the first time during the 22-month war that Israel's military swiftly claimed responsibility after a journalist was killed in a strike. In its statement, the army alleged that al-Sharif was an active Hamas militant disguising himself in a journalist's vest. Al Jazeera vehemently denies that claim. The UN Human Rights Office on Monday condemned Sunday's airstrike on the journalist's tent as a grave breach of international humanitarian law. In many cases, the army claimed those journalists were affiliated with either Hamas or the Islamic Jihad group in Gaza, but the attacks in a conflict where nearly no foreign correspondents have been granted access have intensified a trend where local reporters, often underpaid and under-resourced, face the greatest risks. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.